This morning's reading is from Mark 5, 21 to the finish. I'm reading from the Pew Bible this morning. It's on page 1559. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered behind him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. And once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him, he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talita kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this time they were completely astonished. He gave them strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat.
In Jesus' ministry, Jesus does many miracles. In some of them, Jesus offers the healing or the deliverance or raising of the dead to life. In many of them, someone comes to him and asks for healing. Jairus' daughter is such a case. But we also have here an unnamed woman who takes her healing. She's not even thinking about asking Jesus or receiving a touch from him. Instead, she says to herself, "I know that if I can only touch, just touch, the hem of his cloak, then I will be healed." Okay. This is a woman who has nothing left financially because she's been searching for a cure from her problem through human means and has had no relief. In verse 26 of our reading today, it says, she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. She has nothing else to try and nowhere else to go. She is poor. She is considered to be unclean by the laws of her society. An issue of blood means that she should be in isolation. But she's had this problem for 12 years. The same length of time that Jairus' daughter has been alive. Most of us will know what constant bleeding does to a person's health. Your hemoglobin drops. A person will become anemic. They will suffer fatigue because of their low blood count. This will impact every other area of their lives. And there will be other repercussions of their illness. Cleanliness, hygiene, risk of infection, social marginalisation. All these come into play here as well. This is not a small thing to be suffering from. Despite all the negatives she would have been living with for years, when she heard about Jesus, she believed that Jesus was her chance for healing. I suspect she did not ask for healing because she was afraid of being turned away for being unclean. She should not have been in the crowd anyway, as her presence among them would make others unclean by the religious laws of the Jewish society at the time. But her need was so great that she took the risk. I imagine her creeping through the crowd on her hands and knees so that she could reach out and touch his cloak, just the hem of his cloak, which is at ground level, of course. She could have done this almost unseen as the crowd was so big. There would have been jostling and pushing. Jesus would almost certainly have been in physical contact with many as he went towards Jairus' house. How could he have noticed one small touch on his clothing as he walked in amongst all the other contact? The disciples point this out to him. "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus, who lived and ministered in and with the Holy Spirit, knew that somebody had touched him with intent. He felt that touch, and he was aware of the fact that someone had received a touch from the power of the Spirit in him. Verse 30, at once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. The woman probably thought that she would be unnoticed. After all, she hadn't touched him, just his clothing. But Jesus stopped in his tracks and would not move on until she had come forward to admit what she had done and what had happened to her. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. She then received another gift from Jesus. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Jesus established her in her healing. He blessed her and he acknowledged her faith that had caused her to reach out and touch him. There are a couple of things to note here. Jesus, in publicly acknowledging and supporting her healing, absolves her from any blame that might follow from her having been in public when she should have been at home. This ensures that there will be no negative repercussions when she leaves him. He publicly declares her socially acceptable again. In the meantime, while he's dealing with the woman, Jairus' servants come to their master and tell him that it is too late. His daughter has died and there is no point in Jesus coming now. But Jesus knows that nothing is impossible with God and tells Jairus to have faith. Now let's just think about the timing of this. Jairus has just seen what faith has done for the woman with a hemorrhage. Maybe that was necessary for him, so that when this awful message came, "Your daughter has died," he could receive Jesus' assurance that he could trust Jesus for his daughter too. "Don't be afraid, just believe." And Jairus' belief is justified. His daughter is raised from her deathbed and restored to him. The overwhelming joy that Jairus and his wife felt would have been every bit as wonderful as the joy that the woman who had received her healing would have had. What is it that we need healing for? Whatever need we have, whether it's a physical need, an emotional trauma, anxiety, fear, or anything else that impacts our lives, Jesus offers us the same healing today as he offered back in the time of Jairus, the synagogue leader. None of us is so unworthy that we cannot ask for help and healing. Jesus died so that his righteousness could make us worthy. We are worthy because of Jesus' worthiness, which he gives to us. It is his love that covers us and brings us into the presence of God, and his love for us that makes us acceptable to God. I would like to encourage you, when you come up to communion, if you want prayer and anointing for anything, you either remain at the altar after receiving communion or come at the end of the communion, and I'll anoint and pray for you. I do not need to know what your need is. God knows. And God will touch you where you most need it. If you just want a blessing, then stay also and receive a blessing from God. As Jesus said to Jairus, he now says to each of us, don't be afraid, just believe.